Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Parenting Tools podcast. My name is Jordan.
And my name is Jason. This is the podcast where myself and Jordan talk about our lives as dads. Beep, 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 beep. I felt like an airline announcer there. That was my airline announcer voice.
We'll be travelling at an altitude of 32,000 feet. I love it how they say 32,000 feet, like people know
what that is. Have no frame of reference.
Yeah. They should do it in terms of like...
the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, or like Peter Crouch's. We'll be travelling at...
500 Peter Crouch's.
Yeah, or like trees...
or 5,000.
Yeah.
How tall is he?
He's
7 foot.
He's 6'7", I want to say. Whew. Wonder what that is in airplane height. That's what they should start doing, though. So how are you?
I think I'm okay.
You think?
Yeah, it's one of those weird weeks. You know when you're not really sure what day it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was Thursday earlier, and then you text saying about the pod, and I'm like, oh, that must mean it's Monday.
You're not even close.
Not even close. No frame of reference. And no. I've like my busiest day of work on a Sunday.
Mm.
And that was yesterday. That's how confused. I nearly said that was like a few days ago. I'm so confused.
Why do you think it's Thursday?
A lot happened on Sunday. Went to work, cleaned up the car, cleaned out the garage.
They're not Wednesday activities though.
No, they're not.
They're definitely Sunday activities, like clearing out the car.
But I did also do like some extra admin work.
Mm.
I don't usually do admin work on a Sunday.
That's a
Wednesday activity.
Hump day.
Mm. But it's not even that. I'm just like cloudy brain. Brain fog. There it
brain,
is.
Cloudy brain.
I was thinking somebody has got a better term for this.
Rebranded. I've got cloudy brain. Oh, that's funny.
But anyway, yeah, doing really well. I think it's what I find weird at the moment is Noah is 3, but she's at the back half of 3. So she's nearly 4.
Nearly 4.
Like a 3-year-old who's just turned 3 is so different to someone who's nearly 4.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, as parents, you know they change all the time, but the vast difference is like still surprising me now.
Yeah.
Like, if I make a funny comment, she'll say it with the same, like, every inflection, and it's just really funny.
Mm.
Or she'll just say something that's completely weird, but also relevant. Whereas 6 months ago, she'd say something that was completely weird and has no relevance.
Yeah.
But, like, it's really odd, but I'm really loving it as well.
Yeah. Yeah, they pick up little things, don't they? We told our 4-year-old about April Fool's Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's now started to... trick us.
Yeah.
And he knows I don't like slugs.
Oh.
So he's like, Daddy, there's a slug on your back all the time. And I'm like, pretend. I'm like, oh no, get it off. And he'll go, April Foods.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
I'm struggling to get comfortable in this chair.
Yeah, I had a little... You just keep sliding.
Just wanted to have a frame of reference. But if you're watching them, I'm like, not just... Yeah. Like, I've had a bit of sugar for
it's
the first
Thursday,
time.
It's Thursday, buzzing. Strong Thursday vibes.
Do you know what I discovered today? I say I discovered this. I did not discover this. I just realised for the first time, and this probably goes in keeping with my daughter's, like, coming to four, like, it's easier now to have, like, actual jokes and, yeah, like, she can pick up on social awkwardness. It's brilliant. I realised I can joke to her with your mum jokes.
Oh, wow.
And it's brilliant.
What could go wrong?
I know it's really childish, but I love just your mum. Just the retort in any situation. Most situations, it's not appropriate.
Nope.
So I end up just saying it to my wife. That's how we joke. Now I can say it to my daughter.
Yeah.
And it just brings me so much joy.
Yeah. It's when they pull it out, though, in a tantrum or an argument. And it's like, you can't tell them you shouldn't say that because it's come from you.
So that's very wise words, and I'm probably going to do some backpedaling.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I said, I think, what was it today? He said to me, how many times have I got to tell you? And I thought, that has come from me telling him to put his shoes on. How many times have I got to ask you to put your shoes on? Like, how many times have I got to say brush your teeth? Well, speaking of my child, my firstborn, his name is Luca. I forgot to put the opening question on Instagram this week.
Bit of a cloudy brain.
Bit of cloudy brain on the go. So I said to him, I'm going to go see Jason soon. Have you got a question for him?
Wow.
And I said, well, anything you'd like to say? And he went, tell him he's the best podder with you.
Oh, that is so kind.
Yeah. And then I said to him, no, like, it has to be a question. And then he told me a joke. He was like, why did the monkey cross the road or something? Because he didn't want to get wet. So yeah, that was Luca's opening question to you. To tell you that you're the best podder.
I'm honoured. That's so lovely. But also that joke, that's got some skills.
Yeah.
It's a certain line of obscurity.
It wasn't a chicken. I think it was monkey.
It's a certain brand of comedy though, isn't it?
Just, yeah.
Was not expecting it.
Yeah, he's funny. But speaking of cloudy brain, you definitely had cloudy brain on Saturday because I got a text from you. Saying, just got into the wrong car.
Honestly, like, I'm not kidding. The past couple of weeks, I've had, like, serious brain fog. And it does relate to, like, some health stuff, but it is really funny. But we were going to the Butterfly, whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah,
exotic. Butterfly House, I think it's called.
Exotic Land or something?
No idea.
Is this the one with the crocodile?
No.
Okay.
It's a crocodile.
Apparently so.
It might be. There's turtles, I think. No, tortoise. I'm not sure what's the difference.
Mm.
Anyway.
Shell.
I digress. We were going to the Butterfly House. And in order to get Noah out of the car, as if the Butterfly House wasn't enough bribery, we promised her a pack of Skips on the way.
Nice.
So I stopped at Co-op.
Let it dissolve on your tongue.
Yeah. And she's loving, like, prawn cocktail crisps.
Mm.
Absolutely love it. So we stopped at Co-op. I went in, let them stay in the car, you know, being nice to them, but also nice to me.
Little break.
Little 5 minute time by myself. And then just, I was not paying attention. And there was our car's black. And there was a car next to us that was black. And there was someone in the passenger seat.
No way.
And as I reached out, the moment I realized is that when I pulled the handle, the click was not our car click. Like, it didn't feel like my door.
Oh,
I know that.
Wow.
I know the weight of my car door. It was not the same weight. And I opened it, and I just saw this person look at me and went, I am so sorry. I shut the door. I ran around. I jumped in the car and said, and we need to go now.
Did they say anything? Or no, they just look at you?
Nothing. They had AirPods in. And so no doubt, there, texting everyone they know.
Some nutter.
Yeah.
Is this the car around the corner from your house? Oh, so you could see them again.
Yeah, I hope they just don't think I wasn't a, like a psycho, like trying to rob them or something.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Oh, dear.
I felt so embarrassed.
I am going to clip this, put it on TikTok, put a geotag on. So hopefully it gets fed to them.
If you do see it, I am so sorry.
Oh, my word. But it's really funny, hilarious. Isn't it? That's so funny.
Yeah.
Wow. I had to say sorry to a stranger. Ooh. Yesterday. We were walking, me and my boy, we were walking, and he just went, "Daddy, I need a wee. I really need one now." So I'm like, okay. So I'm like looking for a bush. We're nowhere near home. Well, we were near his grandparents, my in-laws, nowhere near their house. We'd walked as well, so the car wasn't there. And I was like, we're just going to have to find a bush. And as he was weeing in this bush, this stranger just walked past me. So I'm like, and I was trying to shield him so no one could see him.
Yeah.
And this guy walked past and I went, sorry. And he just went, when you've got to go. And just walked past.
So I would have just ignored him.
Nah, I felt, because it was running a little bit. It was on a bit of an incline and it was, it wasn't staying.
It was going onto the path.
Not near him.
Was he springing?
No, it was just like, it was running out of the bush. Oh, let's move on. So,
when you gotta go?
When you gotta go? You gotta go.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, we talked about our parenting icks.
Icks.
The things that made us feel a little bit icky.
Yeah.
Well, not icky, but that we see other parents do, or that we've done ourselves, and we go, oof. including the use of the word ick.
Yeah.
Which was pointed out to us by several people online.
I agree.
And I agree completely.
That's what it says, though.
Exactly. Does what
efficient.
It says. It's true. It's, what's it? Was it onomatopoeia? Is that where the word sounds
You're asking the wrong person.
Like bang. The word sounds like, and pop. Ick.
Sure. You could. It sounds right.
I mean, yeah, it's a big word.
Onomatopoeia.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm just going to say yes.
Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Onomatopoeia. I just thought that's a good Aladdin joke. On a mat appear. I'll figure it out and come back to it. So parenting ick that I forgot about. And you might not know about this because of the whole premature baby situation.
What's this?
The cord. The
secret cord?
The umbilical cord.
Oh, I know of it.
So a bit of it stays on.
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, I know of it.
So I didn't know this until my sister had a baby. And I was like, why is there something coming out of his stomach? I didn't realise that a bit of the cord stays on. I forgot about the cord when talking about parenting icks. It is so gross.
Yeah, I've not experienced it. I don't want to.
Have you ever seen it, like a baby with it? Like your nephews or anything?
Maybe. Vaguely remember something.
Or niece. You've got a niece as well. Forgot about that.
Didn't set the knees. Maybe one of my nephews, but
it's so weird. I remember our sons dropped off after like day two, and we were like, "Oh, dropped off a bit soon." But it stinks.
It's more you have to pick it up.
There's nothing about it that is nice. Like, do you know when you're changing a nappy?
Dead skin, isn't it?
It's rotting flesh, and that is why it stinks. And like changing a nappy for the first couple of times,
yeah,
it's horrible, but it's a nice experience. You know, you're a new parent, you're bonding with your baby, you're learning how to do something. There is nothing about the cord that is nice.
The cord
that could be taken in any sort of positive. It's just grim.
Does it go like discolored?
Yeah, it like shrivels, it changes colour. Absolute ick that I can't believe I forgot.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Here's an ick when it comes back, forgot about babies. And I hope most people would never have to experience this. When my daughter was very young, we didn't realise that she had an egg, milk or soy allergy.
Mm.
We found out because she hadn't pooed in 11 days. It was Christmas Eve.
11 days.
Took her to A&E. And...
pull the cracker.
You have to help them poo. Like, we waited for ages near A&E. We finally got to this doctor. He's like, I know what to do.
Pack of polos.
He got his thermometer. Yeah. He's like, and it was green. And it shot out.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. Essentially, like, Noah's allergy works where she has, like, egg... Now it's mainly milk or, like, raw egg. So, like, mayonnaise. Mm. It shuts down part of her bowel, so it stops working. And then it clogs. So it's quick and then clogs. That's as much information as we need. Let's move on.
Quick and clogs.
But we had to help her poo for months.
With the thermometer?
Yeah.
Grim.
And get some good distance on that.
Oh, but, my word.
But yeah, that's not a pleasant experience. It's not pleasant. It's not comfortable. It's not enjoyable.
Trajectory.
Yeah. I said that. That makes me feel sick.
That's, yeah.
Is that what an ick is?
Yes, mate.
Sick without the S?
That is that is so good.
Sick without the S.
Oh, man. Yeah, so... apparently it's an X. Yeah, that was a good one. Oof. Yeah. It's when you said distance. That's what... Yep. So we had a few comments on... These are from TikTok. Of X that... people have typically gone for what parents do. And I think that's on the back of you saying... People that don't pay attention to their kids or...
I was in a mood that day as well.
It was quite funny.
I was really moody.
You were just like, people that don't try...
After we recorded that, I spoke to Em and I was like, I was just moody. I was just angry.
Because I said, well, you don't know what kind of day someone's having. They might just need to get in, get out. Maybe they've said to their kids, you know, if you do that again, you're sitting in the trolley.
Yeah.
And people were like, doesn't matter what kind of day you've had, still show up for your kids. And I'm thinking, putting your kids in a trolley... isn't not showing up.
You gotta show up.
Dad, where were you?
You left them in there in the supermarket.
When you were pushing me in that trolley, in where Aldi, were you? Just
slowly rolling down the aisle.
Can't believe you didn't show up that day when you took me to the shop. I get what they're saying, though.
Yeah.
You've still got to try. Sometimes, though, it's hard.
It's fine.
Sometimes your best isn't good enough.
Is that what you wrote or someone?
No, that's just how I felt.
It's hard, but on a serious note, it's that thing of you can't do everything perfect. And even when I try that, actually, a little bit of uncomfortableness, cloudy brains kicking in. Don't know what that word is.
Discomfort.
There it is. A little bit of discomfort actually is helpful for your kids.
Yeah. Like, someone said that. Someone said, like, they will learn that life is boring.
Yeah. But also, I'm not saying, like, just take them to the woods and give them, like, a pocket knife and leave them and say, see you in 2 days, but...
Don't bore them on purpose. Yeah. And be like, you need to learn how to be bored.
Boredom's important for creativity.
Yes.
It's a necessary ingredient.
Mm. There we go. So...
facts.
comments. I agree with this one completely. Parenting ick. Smoking near your children.
Any smokers listening, I'm not really sorry. My opinion on this. Oh,
come on now.
I think it's disgusting. Mm. Like, it's one thing, your decision to smoke. Complete right. But to inflict that on somebody else when there was known consequences.
Absolutely.
Factual known consequences. Oh, man, I can't. That's more than an ick for me.
Because, like, back in the day when... the gents would retire to the smoking room. Sounds incredible.
Yeah, but the thing is, like...
but they didn't know what the crack was.
They had no idea what was happening. No,
they thought it was healthy. Going on.
Like, I'm not even saying, like, cigars. I can see the appeal of cigars. I'm not going to, like, light one in my daughter's bedroom.
Get a load of this. Yeah.
But, like, do you know what I mean? It's that... yeah. We're at a place now where we have... education, we all are aware of the facts, and if you're not bothered for yourself, that's fine, but it's not about you.
Yeah.
Like, you can, and like, I know people that smoke and like they make a big effort not to smoke near their kids. Like, it's doable, but it's just that that's more than a nick for me. That's just, oh.
Yeah. Well, Lexi has also commented, smoking and vaping in front of the school gates. It grinds me so much. You have such little self-control that the moment you drop them off, you smoke. Around other people's kids, gross. And someone's replied saying, my kid's school has a teaching assistant that does this every day.
Ooh. Gosh. I thought for a moment they were talking about the kids at the school smoking at the school gates.
The cool kids.
Just hanging outside the gates.
Smoking. Yeah. So there's some twos on that.
Obviously, it's becoming less popular, I think. I have no frame of reference for that. I hope it is.
I think you don't see people smoking much.
No, and like generally now, like again, while we're at the zoo, there was someone walking around smoking, but in like a quite tight area. A lot of the parents were like annoyed.
Yeah.
And like making comments. So it was like, this wouldn't have happened like years ago, but because we now understand a lot more.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's like you'd walk into a restaurant, it would be smoking or non-smoking.
Yeah.
And like, I can remember being asked that, well, my parents being asked that with me as a child. So it was an option to take your kids into the smoking area if you wanted to smoke indoors. I think that's one of the best things they've done, is get rid of the smoking indoors.
I can't believe it. That was like a thing now. Like, and it was in pubs. It was everywhere, wasn't it? There was like actual everywhere. Smoking areas.
Yeah. Another one, like, quite a lot of people said, swearing in front of your kids, swearing at the kids was a particular gear that was grinded. The cloudy brain.
Again, like for me, like this probably.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Borders goes over the line of icks. It's more along the lines of, like, if swearing is just a part of your language and you're like, you have no problems with it, even understanding that your kids, that's not acceptable, even in places like school and like in the workplace, it's generally not acceptable. Like, it depends, like, in certain means it's not acceptable, certain places it is. But it's just that level of, yeah, when it's out of anger as well towards your kids, yeah, maybe just learn some different words.
Yeah, and then they'll tell their kids off for swearing. Absolutely.
Yeah. And like, we don't swear, like, in our house. Like, swearing is not a part of our vocabulary. Like, even when I get mad, but that's like, it never really has been, apart from when I was at school.
Yeah.
It's like, even if I like stub my toe, I don't generally reach for swear words. But like, if that is just part of your vocabulary, you still understand like what's acceptable for your kids, and that's your job to teach them what's acceptable. Because swearing is acceptable in certain contexts. Like, if you go to a comedy bar, like, you understand the context. But that's a lot of like weight to put on a child.
Yeah,
they don't understand contexts or like social situations or boundaries.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Next one, people that teach their kids your mum jokes.
Yeah.
Imagine if that was on there. this one came and I felt like they had seen me in public and thought, I'm going to tell this guy. This has come from Kip. Parents that take their kids to soft play just to run wild and have no idea what they're doing.
What are they saying? Like, you're not looking at your kids?
You're not looking, you're not paying attention.
You're not checking.
Is there a time limit on the checking? Like, what's acceptable? Do I have to watch them constantly?
Yeah. No, I don't know. But my kids are now both at age, an age where you can just let them go.
Yeah.
You haven't got to go around the soft play with them.
Bit healthiness, isn't it?
So I think every now and again, obviously I'll check and see if they're okay. Or
Marco.
If you hear a cry, if you hear a cry, think, oh, is that one for me?
Yeah.
But like, I think it was at Twycross with you. And my kids would, and the soft play was so busy, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And my 2-year-old just went in with the big kids and I just let her go. I did follow around for a little bit, but it was too busy for me to be in there.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'll just leave her to it. We then went back to Twycross a few weeks ago and there's a sign, she's 2 years old, there's a sign saying for 5 to 12-year-olds. And I've just been letting her run.
But also, like, there was a lot of people there that you knew.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people also I didn't know.
Yeah. True. But in this, in the sense of there's generally a parent on each floor that you yeah. know, that's like kind of monitoring things.
There wasn't when we went back. Yeah. But I think that's the whole point of a soft play. It's enclosed.
It's enclosed, yeah.
And safe. And now they've all got this kind of like...
Part of it's like confidence building though, isn't it?
Confidence building. Also, it's a break for you as well.
I went today. And like, admittedly, I was the parent that was... I was straight on the soft play for I think we were there for about 1 hour and 20 minutes. It was 1 hour and 20 minutes. For the first hour, I was full on.
If there's no kids there,
yeah, there was,
I will go in.
It was hardly empty. It was like really, really quiet. The last 20 minutes, I was like, I need to sit down.
Need a breather.
Also, I think I've broke my toe.
Oh, my word. The soft play?
No. as in, I think I broke when I was playing golf.
Oh, my life.
But like, it only hurts when I like touch it in a certain place. But it's agony.
Oh, and my life.
It's fine walking. When I went down the slide at soft play, I thought someone was pulling my toe off.
How did you go down it?
Just normal. It was like the weird vibrations of the slide. And honestly,
I went toe first.
It was like, you know, when someone like scratches a chalkboard, it was like that feeling throughout my whole.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress.
Oh, gosh.
I like that word today.
Digress. Yeah, well, we have digressed. Someone's commented on about the shopping aspect. Shopping, this is Adam, shopping with young kids can be one of the most stressful things ever. Sometimes you've just got to get in and get out. And this has had a response from someone saying, this was me today. Was not fun, but had to be done. 4 kids, 1 mum, and a busy town. Just got to get in. That is outnumbered.
Oh, yeah.
That is heavily, you are heavily outgunned.
I can't remember what I said on my parenting ick about the shopping.
What did you say? You said they don't make any effort to make the shop fun.
Oh, so what I mean by this. That was a clouded judgment. It's more the ones where like kids are not just like if my daughter cries sometimes when I take a shopping, nothing you can do about it. I'm not talking about that. It's the when there is clearly something you can do to make it better for you and everyone else in the shop, but you just don't.
Yeah.
It's that. Whereas you really just don't care. Like when you just got to get it done, you just got to get it done. Like you cannot leave. You've got to sit in the trolley. Let's get it done.
Yeah.
But it's there's a very easy solution to this and you can't bother to do it. That's my ick.
Well, I've got a top tool. Top tool. Been a while.
I was going to try and harmonise there, but realised I can't harmonise.
Fair play. Good choice. Mm. So Aldi have got these little baskets with wheels.
Yeah.
Give one of those to the kids. It changes the experience so much. It you can see it gives them a bit of ownership.
Yeah.
But then they will put the stuff that they want in as well. There's a little bit of like, right, you can go and get that. So you're not constantly saying, no, we're not having that. No, we're not having that. Yeah. Right. Can you get this for me? So like, can you get your crisps? Can you find this? And they walk around the shop with their little trolley, like basket with wheels things. Hmm. And it's honestly, it makes it so fun.
It does take longer, doesn't it?
It does take longer, yeah. Sometimes, it's a, like slow down.
We need to make this last. Yeah. Like,
because they know where their stuff is. So in our Aldi, there's... apple juice right at the end of the first aisle.
Yeah.
So what my kids do is like they get their basket and they just go to the apple juice.
Going into the apple juice.
I'm there like fruit and veg. I'm still there getting my tender stem. And they're down the other end. So yeah, that's really made the shop more fun for everybody.
I mean, I've found a loophole with mine.
Ooh.
To keep Noah engaged, but it's still very efficient. And she still sits in the trolley. Her one job is I pass her the item and she puts it in the trolley.
We used to do that.
And she gets bored of that about halfway through. And she's happy just to look around.
Nice. Yeah. So she stays in the trolley the whole time?
Yeah.
No chance with ours.
Not when she goes with them. When she goes with them, it's full on. Like what you said, get the basket. It's a full on interactive experience.
Wow.
Often with me, we're running late already.
We've just got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to do that. Pass him the stuff, but you just throw it in.
But I've also only got one. So
yeah, it was a bit easier with one. As life is. And we've also had some comments about your expensive dance recital.
Oh, yeah.
So we posted that you said it's quite expensive for the dance recital. But I had a few parents that have jumped in also. So Maxine said, yep, my daughter has her first dance show next week. £40 for the tickets for me and her dad. And then four costumes to pay for on top of that.
Yep.
Wow. How much were the costumes?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Nope.
So four. How many did you have to buy?
Two.
Two.
I say my mother-in-law bought them.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yep.
Yeah. Shout out mother-in-law.
Absolutely.
Tanya, my daughter does dance. I had to even buy her a ticket to attend. For three people, it cost £56. Dear me.
I don't know whether this is just an example of the cost of living. Yeah, I don't want to get too political, because it probably is. And I think I said it last episode, but I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And like, so this week, even now, she is still like on the mountaintop about that dance show.
Yeah. Bless her.
And she wants to learn all the other dances that all the other people did, all the older groups. She's still like besotted with it.
Yeah.
It was well worth it.
That, yeah. No, that is nice. And it was nice to hear you say that as well when you said about her confidence at preschool.
Oh, yeah.
And all those different kind of things. I can't find the username, but we did have a comment from, it was like dance school business or something, saying like, who do you expect to pay for the venue hire?
Yeah.
And it all goes back to what you say, like everything's expensive.
Everything's expensive.
The cost has to be passed on to somebody. But we are obviously being quite tongue in cheek.
But it's also like, I'm not complaining at them.
Yeah.
I'm just complaining at the cost.
At life.
Yeah, it's just, it's not, I'm not, it's different when I complain about my electric bills. Because they're making lots of money.
They are.
A lot of these groups, they do it because they love it and they think it's really important for kids.
Yep.
And it is a business at the end of the day. So I'm not complaining at them. It's just, it's expensive.
Everything is, though.
Everything is expensive.
Everything is expensive. This comment is probably my favourite one. So this has come from Jess. She says, I thought I recognised you. My little girl goes dancing with Noah. So there's you.
Going, slating it.
£35 plus admin fee.
I've got to face her more when I go to pick up Noah next.
You've got to face her. It's not me, honest. It's Harry Maguire. So yeah, there's some comments from TikTok that tickled me.
That's funny.
Do you ever, obviously you look at your children with nothing but love, really. You see them and you just think, like, even now I'm 4 years in, I've got a four-year-old, two-year-old. I still look at my kids and go like, you're the best thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, most of the time.
Most of the time. I had a moment recently where I looked at my youngest and thought, you're gross. Because let's face it, toddlers can be little gremlins.
Yeah.
So we had a little situation on Easter Sunday.
Nice.
Where my son had a pack of Skittles and he dropped some on the floor And my in-laws brought their dog round, Maggie. Little Maggie, kids love her. And I think someone heard the Skittles get dropped. So I went, oh, quickly pick them up before Maggie doesn't get them. And Luke went, oh, she got one. And then he went, oh, it's okay, she spat it out. So my wife goes to get the Skittle that the dog has spat out. She says, where's it gone? My two-year-old then walks around.
Oh, no.
Chewing. Oh. She had picked up the Skittle that the dog had spat out and was happily eating the Skittle. And I just thought, you're gross. That is awful. But that is the hilarious chaos that is parenting. Oh, that is carnage. I'm just saying, bleh. But it's so funny. Honestly, man, she'll eat anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you've got to be objective as well as a parent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, love is blind, but sometimes you just take those love glasses off.
Yeah. So what? It was a red. It was take those love glasses off.
I'm not saying don't love your kids.
Just please. Take off the love glasses.
I'm just saying, be objective sometimes. It's like when
you call a spade a spade.
It's when you get those people on like the X Factor. It's like, oh yeah. My mum told me I'm going to be like really famous. So I can. She loves my singing voice, and they're trash.
Mm.
That was not a loving parent.
Encountering this with football, right now. Ooh.
Really?
He's not the worst. And that's what I'm clinging on to.
Are you going
to
be like a David Beckham dad?
No.
Even when he scores like 6 goals. Come on, son. You could have done that better.
Oh, this is a little bit of a deep topic.
It is.
You want to come back to it? Or do you want to go?
Let's put a peg in it.
Put a peg in it. We'll come back prepared.
Or unprepared. Because they're going to forget, I'm going to be honest. Yeah.
Cloudy brain. You hear that a lot though, don't you? With very successful people.
Project Mbappe.
Yeah.
Yeah, pros and cons. I'm going to leave my brain to stew in this because it is like objectively you can be terrible parents but bring a lot of success to your kids. They just then have to have a lot of therapy to deal with it.
It's true.
What's worth it?
We'll ask Mbappe. If you're listening, Killian, we'll have you on.
Come on the pod.
Yep.
Do if you've got kids.
We might do.
Who knows?
I don't. Shall we move on to funny things your kids have said this week? Any? Got any going?
Honestly, the way my brain is right now, I couldn't tell you.
She could have said the funniest stuff.
What I have noticed is that she's getting a northern accent.
Oh, shame.
Yeah.
Impression of somebody.
I'm a brummy.
And I just thought that can't be your real...
I love people from Birmingham and from the Black Country, but the accent is thick.
What a hoit, mate. I can't believe that they're not northern because it's so regional. Do you know what I mean, though? Like, if you said to me, oh, whereabouts is Birmingham, based off the accent, you'd be like, as north as it could go.
Yeah. Well, there's like...
They're south of here.
There's a few accents in England that, even if you watch Netflix, you have to subtitle them. Like...
Mm.
Liverpudlian, the Mancunian.
My wife subtitles everything.
Yeah, sometimes you get into the habit and it's...
See, I don't like it.
It's hard to get out of.
I can't read fast enough. And then I just find myself reading.
You get into the zone, though, where you're reading the subtitles, you see what's going on.
I'm not looking at anything. That's like someone could be on screen like with a really key piece of detail for the storyline, and I'm just looking at the words.
You're just reading a PowerPoint at this point.
Yeah, I'm just
a book on slides.
Learned. But now I'm not keen for that. But yeah.
Well, any funny things your kids have said this week?
No. Well,
it's been quite a serious week.
None that I've written. Yeah, it's been very serious. It's all business in our house this week. We did have one, though, coming from Mark the Chef, former guest.
Yes.
Mark the Chef. Now, Mark is a bald fella. And his daughter asked him, Daddy, why is your head naked? So innocent.
That's really funny.
Yeah, bless him. Well, it was her birthday party yesterday, and they got in a horse They got in a pony.
What?
Like a Shetland pony. Like a little... I thought it was a donkey, but the person corrected me. They got in a horse.
Got in a horse?
Yeah, for the kids to ride.
Wow.
Kids loved it.
Wow. Is there like a level of competition between the parties? Is this just getting out of control?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what am I going to have to get in now? like a gorilla. Well, Lucas said the other day, because he's been saying that he wants an Avengers birthday party.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, get on Temu, get a Spider-Man costume.
Get a Spider-Man costume.
My time has come.
Get Robert Downey Jr. to make an appearance.
Yeah.
That, won't be able to top that.
Well, I even said to one of my friends, like, be prepared for, like, to be a baddie. Like, you might have to buy a costume. Wear a costume.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I'll, like, save the day as Spider-Man. I'm keen for it.
What you should do, and I don't know how ethical this is.
Oh, my word.
But if someone's probably already doing it, if they're not, this is a golden business idea. You should record a video for Luca and then deep fake it to be Robert Downey Jr.
I haven't got that sort of technical.
There's websites. Just upload it and then Google AI voice changer.
Deep fake myself.
Yeah. Personalized birthday. I'm putting a whole website out of business there, isn't it?
That is a
Cameo, that's the website.
Yeah, that's a spin.
AI's coming for you.
Yeah, wow. Dear me. It's a good idea. I've just had this email from Robert Downey Jr.
Please don't sue me.
So he said to me, he said, Daddy, I want a Transformers birthday party. Mm-hmm. I said, well, we've already asked Spider-Man to come to yours. He went, oh, yeah. Ask him if he wants to come to my Transformers party. And he was like, do you think Optimus Prime will come? I was like, no. The garden will be a state.
You have to get one of those really elaborate costumes. See if Timo do those. Like,
yeah. Yeah. But no, I don't think there's an official, I don't think there's any sort of competition amongst the parties, but no, they have.
Well done, though. That's amazing.
They have raised the bar.
That's incredible. If it you
was,
can.
It was proper funny because like the kids were there loving the pony and they'd stuck a unicorn horn on it. So it looked like a stubby unicorn. And everyone's loving this horse. Mark is there going, it's eating my grass.
I've worked hard for that.
Honestly, what a dad. Just eating my grass. So, thank you to Mark the Chef for sending that in.
Oh, thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch with us, please do. Send us messages at the usual place, at Parenting Tools Pod on Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah, if you're watching on YouTube, stick a thumb up and don't be afraid. Why does my mind always go to don't be afraid?
Don't be afraid.
Why do I always ask don't be afraid?
Here's the thing. If you're watching on YouTube and you're still here, just look at the moment underneath the video. You see where the thumb is. When I say the word like, the AI recognizes that and lights up the button.
Does it?
Yeah.
Like.
I mean, I don't know how often it does it, but.
Maybe it's just, yeah, I've just said it.
Anyway, enjoy.
Thanks, guys.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.